How are you, John?
Jim, what were all impressions of the first day, the inaugural game, and how your team handled it?
I thought it was great. For both sets of fans, it was the anticipation before the game was. Just waiting for this moment. It's been so long, and the nerves. We had 8 weeks of preseason, and for it to finally come today, it was great. I thought overall it was a good game. There was goals scored, which is great, what you want, especially for the first game in the Canadian Premier League. And I think we're happy with the way it went.
Were you surprised the amount of physicality that was going on out there?
No, that's a game. That's professional football. It's a physical game. It's a contact sport. I think a lot of people don't realize just how physical the pro game is. I mean, we haven't had it, in this country for who knows how long. But the pro game's here now, and you're starting to see how big these guys are and how athletic they are. The contact within the sport, and that's just the game all around the world.
The defense was great. There's a lot of
with our players. Yeah, we had a game plan today. We attacked one way, we defended another way. We knew what they were going to do. We knew their strengths. So we dropped into our 4-4-1-1 right away as soon as we got into our own third to contain them. So that was all a part of our game plan. Look, we wanted to spoil the occasion for them today. We wanted to come away with a point or three points. So we're happy. We've done our job today.
Yeah. Can we just check that?
No, you know what? Maybe the first yellow, but he was quite emotional after the game because he felt he let the team down. And I know what he was trying to do, and he was trying to cause a professional foul there. They were about to break. Maybe he should have used his head rather than his hands. But you know what? It got to him. In the dressing room there, he was very, very emotional. But as part of the game, it's a reaction that he did. And after you think about it and go, I shouldn't have done that. Or maybe I should have pulled his short or grabbed his leg or something, but not the handball. But I know what he was trying to do. I can't get mad at him because he's a young professional. He knows what he's done. And he feels he's let the players down. But I thought, man, it was great today. I thought he was all over the park. He had good work ethic. I can't fault him. It was a little mistake, a quick reaction that let him down a little bit. But
there's a sense of reality here now that you played the game, there's been a red card, there's obviously some growing tension during the game. Is there a sense of reality here that maybe didn't exist before the game, like that it's here, this is real now?
Well, it is. Once that whistle blew, we knew the game was on. It's, the Canadian Premier League has arrived. But it was such a great game. I think for both parties, all the players, they've been waiting for this moment for a long time to walk out in this wonderful facility and have the fans, both sets of fans there. It was a true derby. It was a true derby game today, and I think the fans will be walking away happy. I would love to dive into these questions with you because and speak my mind of what I think. But these are the ones that I can't, because once you start talking about the referees and the way the game goes, it's not good. I'm only asking for trouble. But I know where you're getting at, and so I'll give you a little wink with that.
Beyond the goal, what did you make of Telford?
I thought Telford was good. I thought he was solid today. He's very professional performance from Ryan Telford. I was delighted to see him score, and I thought he was good on the ball. I thought his movement was good. Defensively, he'd done exactly what we asked to contain them. But I was very pleased with Ryan Telford, and I'm glad he got that goal. He's part of history now, right?
Jim, speaking of that early goal, did that becoming that early maybe take a little bit of the pressure on Hemel and the game up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely, because what ends up happening is now they've got to come at us. We've got to contain them. But I think we had a couple other chances in that first half. We felt, if we could have just nicked that goal there and come in at halftime at 2-0, I think we would have been all right. you know, but they did well. We knew what they were going to do. They were going to keep coming at us. You know, they're at home. They had the crowd behind them. But if we, I mean, it's always hindsight. We keep looking back on if we could have just nicked that second goal. But, you know, I thought it was all right.
How about Ingram in net? Was that how he really saved the game for you? Any comments about him?
No, I thought Nate's amazing. You know, I think he's a great keeper. He's a leader. He's rock solid at the back there, and he's brave as a lion. He'll throw his body in front of anything. You know, and what a great save that was. I mean, to come across the ball, make himself big, and you know, that's a world class save. Absolutely was. I mean, even us on the bench, we looked at each other and went, I can't believe he just did that.
But he was helped by your back guys who made several blocks.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, we're lucky because we got a group of defenders there that love to defend. They just love defending. I thought our back three, I thought, were rock solid. You know, they did everything that we asked of them today. They defended solidly. And they were very comfortable. Very comfortable. And what we did was we asked one of our midfielders to step in to create a four as well, and go two banks. And even the midfielders that stepped in to create that back four, I thought they were great. I thought their movement was good. The timing was good. So we were happy with them.
Absolutely. Jim, you were no doubt focused on your team. Was there any moment today when you felt that you were part of history instead of hit you?
Yeah, you know, right, I think it was the national anthem, Neil. You know, it was... Once we started singing that national anthem, we knew, you know, this is not an American league. This is a Canadian league. And you're just looking at the players and the fans and everybody singing the national anthem. And once that Canadian anthem was done, it was done because this is a Canadian league. So we all looked at each other as well and said, you know what, this is it, guys. This is our pro league. We're finally making a statement here. And this is going to be a great player pool for our national team down the line. We're just going to develop players, coaches, administrators. It's exciting times for Canadian football.
Just maybe on the crowd and the occasion, what did you make of the away support down
there? I thought our fans were great. You know, they're nice and loud, and, you know, they're wearing the colors with pride. You know, we looked over after that first goal. You could see they were loving it. They were loving life. We could have just held on for a little bit longer. I think it would have been an even happier bus ride back for them.
Last question, guys.
Thanks, guys.
So, after the player interviews are in the office.
Yeah. Great.